For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber. According to the Texas Quarterly Housing Report, locally, the number of active listings, single-family homes sold, and months of inventory are all down in this year's first quarter compared to last year's. We spoke with Executive Officer of the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors, Ed Berry, to get a little bit more clarification about these numbers and what it means for real estate in Bryan College Station.
We've had such crazy market around here that I've gone to the point where the stats come to me. When my staff pulls the stats, they bring it to me for review before we release them. It's not uncommon for me to say, are you sure about this? Go back and check this number again, or go back and check that number. Because our market has just been absolutely obscene. A good obscene.
A good obscene.
Yes.
Okay.
But example, you look at the average sales.
Mm-hmm.
2014 looked like it was pretty low, but in comparison, it was one of the best years we'd had. 15 blew that away.
Right.
16 is going bazonkers above last year. So when you see the average sales price of $231,561 for the month of March, that's for all single-family homes that were sold in our area of jurisdiction. The six counties that we have. But I'm looking at the month of March, this College Station in Bryan, the median home price, and this is median home price, not average, median, was $195,000. But I'll tell you what we're seeing, Chelsea. We're seeing, and it goes back to where A&M announced the Health Science Center. We just continue to have announcement after announcement after announcement after announcement. How is that going to impact the real estate market here? Case in point, the announcement yesterday of the Riverside campus. And that's not just going to be just the building of the campus, because there's going to be other stuff that's going to come along to accompany that. What about the Blinn campus that's being built in West Bryan?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to impact? That's not just a campus for Blinn College. But how is that going to impact that whole market area in real estate?
Mm-hmm.
So, whereas we can look at these numbers that are on the graphs and you can see them, and wow, they're phenomenal. Back in 2008, I guess it was, when the real estate market nationally was in the tank, this association spent a lot of money advertising. Hey, real estate in the Brazos Valley is not in the tank. This is a good time to invest in real estate. This is a good time to sell your home if you want to. And I was saying at the time that once the real estate market nationally turns around, we're going to boom, because there's a bunch of ags out there that want to retire and move back here. They're seeing some of the things, the changes that have been made, that are being made in College Station and Bryan. They're seeing these two communities working together for the first time rather than suing each other all the time. And it's creating a whole atmosphere here of growth. And plus all the stuff that's going on at A&M. SEC didn't hurt at all, because people leave here, come in here for the game. They leave here very impressed with our community. And they go back home to wherever they're from, Alabama or South Carolina, wherever. And they sing the praises of Bryan College Station. Just read the papers and see the letters to the editor that come in. And they're always very impressed with this area.
Mm-hmm.
That's good press, and so that's going to bring people to say, well, you know what? That'd be a pretty cool place to retire. That's why that is one of the factors entering into why our average sales prices are high. Because ags are able to sell their homes where they have been living. They come down here and can buy a very nice house for a lot less money than what they probably sold for.
And people aren't leaving, so they're not selling their homes.
That's right. Part of the problem with the inventory being so low is that while Kyle Field was being renovated, all the skilled workers were going there. And the builders had a hard time getting people to build homes because they were all working on Kyle Field.
Well, and construction at Texas A&M isn't stopping or slowing down anytime soon. So is that going to continue to be? Yeah, yeah. Is that going to continue to be a problem, though, do you think? For home builders?
I think it will be for a while. I'll tell you another thing that I think is going to be very significant. I talked to Todd McDaniels about this last month. He was a speaker at one of our luncheons. And before the luncheon, he and I were talking about the Atlas Project. And I said, you know, Todd, the Atlas Project, in my opinion, is going to be more significant than just a new development. It's going to be an attitude changer. And he kind of looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, the perception of Bryan College Station is that it's a sleepy old college town. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Texas A&M, but that's about it. It's not a destination place. If I'm a corporate executive, and I was that for many years, and I was planning to go to corporate management meetings, and I'm going to bring in our corporate managers from all over the United States, I want to take them someplace to where it's a nice facility. It's a place that we don't have to spend 2 hours a day in traffic on freeways getting from point A to point B. It has a lot of amenities to it. And I said, you think about Atlas, and it's going to have a boutique hotel. It's going to have dining facilities. It's going to have recreation facilities. It's adjacent to tradition, so you've got the golf course. And if I can ever get Spencer Clemens to build tennis courts, that'd be nice, too. I'm working on that. So, and he said it's in the plans, but I'm trying to accelerate that. But you look at that whole area, and that can become a destination for corporate America to come and bring their have their management meetings here, as opposed to going to Houston or Austin or San Antonio or Dallas or whatever. And to me, that's going to be a significant attitudinal and perception change of this community. So, you know, I see this is going to continue to grow. With, you know, even if the economy turns around, unless there becomes a shortage of money to lend for home construction and for buyers to buy with, that's the only thing that I see that's going to slow this puppy down in this area.
Thanks again to Ed Berry from the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors. You can see the Texas Quarterly Housing Report online at WTAW.com. You can also go to BCSRealtor.com for more information. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.